Hello everyone, welcome back to another great episode of Rehanna's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a grilled chicken in a silky rich coconut curry, which is very well known to us as kukupaka, which means again chicken, which is cooked in coconut curry. Now, I'm going to give you the ingredients. First, we're going to marinate the chicken. So first, I'm going to give you the ingredients to marinate the chicken. Once we put our chicken into the oven, we are then going to go back and I'm going to explain to you the other step of making the curry. So I have my oven here preheated at 400 degrees and I'm going to put it in there for about 35 minutes and then I'm going to turn it on to broil for the next 5 to 7 minutes and really charbroil it. Now, because it's winter here, I cannot go outside and grill it. What you can do is, this is why we're doing it in the oven, but if it was summer, it would be really a good idea to grill this out, you know, outside on the barbecue grill. And I have one whole chicken here, but you can go ahead and substitute it for chicken breast if you like. So we're gonna do the whole chicken today. So for the whole chicken, very simple marinade. What I am gonna do is take 1 tablespoon of ginger and 1 tablespoon of garlic, which is pureed. So it is fresh and it's pureed. So I'm gonna put that inside here in the chicken here. And then we're just gonna add some salt. And I'm going to do about a tablespoon of salt. And then I'm going to do some fresh pepper and a good amount of fresh pepper. There we go. All right, we're going to give it a good toss. Just to make sure the garlic and ginger is incorporated into all the chicken pieces here. Folks, remember when you're dealing with chicken, if you're cutting this on a cutting board, use a different cutting board than your regular vegetable cutting board. Also, you know, make sure you wash your utensils, your knife, your board, so you're not cross-contaminating the chicken. And then I'm gonna take just a little bit of olive oil and I'm gonna put it here on my tin foil lined tray, just a little bit. And what we're gonna do then is we're just gonna put all our chicken in there. All right, so we're just gonna make one layer so it cooks fast and it cooks evenly. Now, when I am going to go check on the chicken later on after 20-25 minutes, I can use this tong and turn it. That is the only last time that I'm going to be using this tongs. And then all this is going to be washed and then I am going to have different tongs for my cooked chicken. So let's go ahead and put this into our oven. And I'm going to put it on the top rack here. And then we're going to come back here and I'm going to explain to you the next step, which is to make the curry. Now this is a very, very simple recipe for such a delicious, creamy, silky curry. And this recipe, I remember made it for some guests when my sister got married, which was about 15 years ago. And my mom had given me this recipe and I have been following it throughout. And I've had great, great reviews on this recipe. So I thought this would be a great recipe to share with you. So we're gonna start off with, we're gonna have some olive oil here, which we're gonna use to we're gonna put in here to heat up our paste. And then what I have here is I have half an onion. Now my onions, I buy the Vidalia onions and they are humongous. So I've cut it in half, but I'm sure you can get like small or medium. But I like the sweet Vidalia onions, so this is what I use. I have 3 tomatoes, fresh Roma tomatoes. I have two very, very mild jalapenos. You can omit it if you want. If you want to have the heat even more intense, you can use habanero peppers, you can use jalapeno peppers. It's all upon your taste. Then I have about a tablespoon of turmeric. I have a tablespoon of dried parsley, salt, pepper. I have 1 cup of heavy whipping cream. I'm going to be using 1 13.5 flask ounces of coconut milk. And then here I have some Italian parsley. Now the difference between the Italian parsley and the regular parsley is that the Italian parsley is a bit more stronger than the regular parsley. It kind of tastes more like a cilantro for me. So I want to put a little bit of this for garnishing into the curry when I'm done, but I also want to use the dried parsley because I don't want the Italian parsley to take, you know, to take up, overpower the taste of my curry here. So, and then I also have a piece of coal, charcoal. And what I'm going to do with the charcoal is I am going to put this on my stove and I'm gonna let it burn until I have the whole charcoal burns. And then I'll show you how we're gonna add some barbecue flavor into our grilled chicken and coconut curry. So, but if you were outside and doing this outside in the summertime and you were gonna get the fresh grilled chicken, then you don't need to use the coal. But I just thought, let me show this to you so at least if you wanted to use it in other dishes, you would know how to do that. And then we're gonna need a blender. So we're gonna make a paste to mix with our curry. So we're gonna get started. What I am going to do is I am gonna eyeball about 2 tablespoons of olive oil into my pan. And I am gonna let it get warm. And I'm not gonna let it smoke because like I said, olive oil burns very fast. So we don't want it to burn on us. So I'm gonna put it on medium because in the meantime, we're gonna come back here and we're gonna make our paste. So what I'm gonna do here is with my onion here, I'm just gonna make some smaller pieces. It's just easier for everything to blend into the blender here. I'm gonna grab my jug here. And I'm going to add our onions in there. Then I'm going to go ahead and just make 4 pieces this way and then come out this way and just cut it so we have cubed tomatoes. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. The only reason I do it, it kind of just blends everything quicker and the machine doesn't have to work that hard. So just the little pieces are better to blend. All right, so then now I'm gonna come here and I'm gonna use my jalapeno. And the way I'm gonna use my jalapeno is I even find this really hot, believe me. So I don't want to use the seeds because the seeds is where the intense flavor is. So we're gonna toss that out. And then I'm gonna cut it right there in the middle. And I'm also gonna clean out the membrane here because I like I said, if you like it really, really spicy, go ahead and add it in. But our family just doesn't prefer too much spice. And you don't need to chop these up in real small pieces. This is good enough. I'm gonna do that with the other one here. Same thing, I'm not gonna go all the way down. I'm just gonna cut around it. And then I'm gonna wiggle it. And I did not get the whole membrane just like I did with this one. Not a big deal. We're just gonna cut it here. Not all the way through. There we go. And see how we have all this membrane in here? We're just gonna clean that out. Cut it in half and we're good to go. Now what I'm going to do is I am going to blend it in our blender. with the whipping cream. And then again, I got 1 cup of whipping cream that I'm gonna put in here. We did not shut out the video because I wanted to show you this is as long as you need to blend it. You don't need to blend it anymore. I need to grab a spatula here. I'm just going to clean out this. And it smells great. The smell of the jalapenos and the onions blending together. Oh my gosh. Smells absolutely divine in here. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to There we go. Our oil is nice and warm. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to come here and I'm going to add it to our oil. Gonna give it a good stir and let it warm up and get heated just a little bit. Look at the color. It's a beautiful peachy color, but I kind of want it more on the yellow side. So now we're gonna go ahead and add our turmeric in there. So we're just going to sprinkle our turmeric right on top, right there. Go ahead and add salt. And I'm going to add a little bit at a time because I'm going to do a taste test every time. I don't want to have too much salt in it because remember, we already have salt in our seasoning for the chicken. So I'm going to give it a good stir here. Look at the color. It's just an amazingly beautiful yellow color. And the turmeric and the onions, all the flavors are just coming together. Such a silky, silky, rich curry. Okay. Again, if we had scratch and sniff television, I just wish you could smell the kitchen right now. It just smells really, really good in here. Now make sure, guys, when you have your cans, you wash your cans before you open them because there could be a lot of germs on top of it. Opening up our coconut milk here. Now I'm going to go ahead and add our coconut milk in there, just like that. So we're here with our chicken. And you can see it's really nicely charbroiled, and that's exactly how I wanted it. So I turned it on to 550 the last 5 minutes. I'm going to show you how we're going to put this in our curry here. I'm just going to take our chicken and place it right into the coconut curry here. And I had turned it off, and then just when I put my broiler on for the chicken, that's when I turned the curry back on. And then I'm gonna walk back here, and I had put my coal on the stove and it's nice and hot. So I'm gonna place it right there, just like that. And I'm gonna just take a little bit of olive oil and I'm gonna sprinkle it just a little bit right on top of the coal here. And it's gonna start smoking, see? And we're gonna cover it. This is what's gonna give us our barbecue taste. Now, I don't want too much barbecue flavor in there, but if you like too much barbecue flavor, let it sit in there, let it get merry in there. But for me, I don't like too much barbecue flavor, so I'm gonna go ahead and open it. then I will go ahead and remove.
I add a little bit more salt in it and it's just perfect. And I didn't dip it in twice my spoon, and I'm just gonna sprinkle it here with the Italian parsley. And then I didn't want it to overpower, so then I'm gonna just add a little bit of the dry parsley in there. And I'm gonna plate it for you, and I have to give this a try because I am dying to give this a try. It just smells amazing in my kitchen right now. I just wish you guys could be here for dinner with us. So I'm gonna take, and the rice has the parsley leaves in there and the sumac. So if you wanna see how I did that, there is a recipe up on the YouTube video. Well, you can learn how to make different types of rice. So I'm quickly gonna give this a try here. There's absolutely no words to explain you how this dish tastes. It is absolutely silky, rich, curry flavor. It's got the onions in it. And it's absolutely divine, absolutely divine. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe.